I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. A priest in Nicaragua was attacked and robbed in his parish residence. Federal police state that four individuals were responsible for the attack and took jewels and $375. Two suspects described as, quote, common criminals and, quote, neighbors and close friends of the priest have been arrested. The attack underscores the worsening relationship between the church and Nicaragua's president, Daniel Ortega. Ortega has harassed and deployed police and military force on protesters and anyone helping those opposed to him, including clergy. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders announced that President Trump has ordered the Office of National Intelligence and the Justice Department to declassify documents related to the beginning of the FBI's investigation into Russian collusion. Among the documents ordered to be released are text messages involving a number of top Justice Department and FBI officials, including former FBI Director James Comey, as well as a portion of a secret surveillance warrant application. Trump's order came as a response to presidential allies in Congress who claim the investigation has been tainted by an anti-Trump bias and as the president himself continues to criticize the investigation. The documents directed to be released are now undergoing a declassification review by a few different agencies to, quote, ensure the safety of America's national security interests. Following the U.S.'s announcement of additional tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese-made goods starting next week, China has announced tax increases on $60 billion worth of U.S. imports, including coffee, honey, and industrial chemicals. China had been invited to trade talks by the U.S., however, following the latest installation of tariffs, there is no word on whether or not Beijing still plans to attend. The continuing trade war stems from the U.S.'s complaints that Beijing's plan to surpass the U.S. in technology is based on stolen technology and violates China's market-opening commitments. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in said that during talks with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un this week, he will push for, quote, irreversible permanent peace and for improved dialogue between North Korea and the U.S. on nuclearization issues. South Korea's president stated that his push for peace will focus on mitigating the military standoff between the Koreas that has been going on for decades. However, Moon Jae-in's chief of staff tempered expectations for any major progress on nuclear diplomacy. This will be the third summit of the year between Moon Jae-in and Kim Jong-un. Auxiliary Bishop John Sherrington of Westminster, England, has welcomed a decision by England's government to not impose buffer zones around abortion clinics throughout the country. Britain's Home Secretary stated that a national policy for exclusion zones would, quote, not be a proportionate response to allegations that some pregnant women are harassed by people praying outside abortion centers. Bishop Sherrington stated the government's decision balanced the rights of, quote, people to gather peacefully and the rights of others to be free from intimidation. He also added that while everyone has a right to peaceful witness, it is unacceptable to harass or intimidate women visiting clinics. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.